Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Wayne Children in School. And Dr. Ava Orsmond. She's not even on the show anymore, so I don't know why she's even relevant now in relation to this particular topic. But however, the weight loss expert. She was on The Tonight Show last night on Virgin Media. Or is it TV3 again? Somebody suggested to me it was going back to being TV3 again. Well, I don't know, it's Virgin Media at the moment. Anyway, everybody still calls it TV3. But she says, I'm coming from Finland, where children are weighed from the moment they are born, and then that weighing and measuring never stops. Asked on what the impact is on the children, she says, there is no impact. Dr. Ava stated that people are made health conscious and weight conscious from an early age, and compared to when you get your blood pressure checked by a doctor. This is not the first time, of course, she's made these comments or these statements. Last year she discussed the idea, saying, I've been saying it for years, because in my home country in Finland, I was weighed during my school years. It's totally normal. Nobody thinks it's fat shaming or anything like that. Now, she is the former Operation Transformation consultant, not the current one, and I have already stated she's seen in my clinics children at a very young age having fatty livers, high cholesterol and high blood pressure. At the time, she encouraged parents to talk up to their doctors and to compare their children to Ireland's standardised growth chart. That is how you know, she says, what you're dealing with, because unfortunately we have lost the vision of what a normal child looks like. The World Health Organization, by the way, has warned that childhood obesity is now one of the most serious public health problems of the 21st century. You wouldn't think that over the last 2 years, you wouldn't. Between 1975 and 2016, the percentage of Irish five-year-olds classed as obese has risen from 1.2% to 11.3% for boys and 10.1% for girls. So boys are a little bit bigger than girls, it seems. When it comes to the obesity scale. This is from 1975 to 2016. That's a huge rise. And we all know why that's why. You don't have to be a scientist to figure that one out, by the way. We know it's down to junk food. Because in 1975, we didn't have much junk food. We were lucky to get a bar of chocolate once a week. That was a treat. Now, children get those things every day. And they get cans every day and bottles of orange and Lucozade and Fanta and Coke and everything, whatever it is, whenever they feel like it. So are they're eating rolls out of the local spar shop, chicken rolls and all sorts of things, whenever they feel like it. So food has become a lot more accessible. The types of food that we eat, if you go into your average Tesco's or Dunn's nowadays compared to whatever would have been the most common shop, the Super Quinn's and Quinsworth's of the time back in the 1970s, the selection of foods with sugar in them nowadays is so much more vast, and people are buying a lot more rubbish. So we know exactly why children have become a little bit bigger over the last 30 or 40 years. But what do we do about it? Her suggestion is, when a child starts school, or it should be normal, that we get weighed. Would you support the idea? Would you be okay with your children being weighed? I'm not saying that you have a choice in it. That the children, it would be just part of the mandatory thing. That when your child starts school, we take a measurement. We measure their height, their weight. Not in front of everybody else, by the way. You know, you're not trying to shame anybody. And if your child is obese, or, you know, in a situation where, you know, they believe that it could be dangerous to the child's health, you might get a letter from the HSE or from the local social services. I'm not suggesting they're going to take your children off you, saying, listen, we weighed your child in school and the district health nurse, and we've noticed that their BMI is a little bit high. Here's some tips and tricks and some healthy eating diets. You know what I mean? And then you weigh them again in, say, 2 or 3 years' time. And if it's still the same, you get another letter saying, listen, we wrote you the last time. You don't seem to have done that about it. Any chance you might want to do something about it? Would you like to get a visit? You know, and we could talk to you about this. Because there is an argument, and I'm not defending Dr. Ava, but there is an argument that you're responsible. It's you're a parent. You're responsible for your child's well-being. And if I saw you putting a cigarette in a child's mouth, I would say to you, that is neglect. Equally, if you're shoving crisps and Fanta in a child's beak, well, that equally is neglectful, isn't it? Because you're setting them up for the rest of their life to possibly be obese, or you're setting them up with body image problems, or you're setting them up to have problems throughout their life if you're not feeding them properly. And it would be fair to say, you know, that if you don't have a good lifestyle yourself, your children are probably not going to have a great lifestyle when it comes to eating. But anyway, do you agree with the idea of weighing children in school, or do you think that would be wrong and it's kind of fat shaming, as some people say. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it a good idea to weigh children in school when they start school? Would you agree with this as a parent? Would you be happy about it? Don't forget, by the way, to support the sponsor as well of the show. If you are thinking of changing your car, you're looking for a new hybrid, petrol or diesel, drop into HyundaiDundrum.ie, into the showrooms or the website. Okay, and you can have a look at the full range of Hyundai there, okay? Now, let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How do you, Niamh?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Good. Voice of reason?
Yeah, I'm calmer now. I was annoyed a minute ago, so I won't call her what I was going to call her.
Who? Oh, Dr. Ava.
Dr. Ava.
Oh, right, okay. You don't like her, no?
No, Dr. Ava's desperate to stay relevant. I mean, we all know that you were let go from Operation Transformation for not being very pleasant to people.
Okay, so, and you don't think... I've never watched the programme, so I don't know. But all those programmes, you know, the likes of Britain's Got Talent and Ireland's Got Talent, there's always the baddie, isn't there?
Yeah, but she was... there's a baddie... You can watch the likes of Dancing on Ice and there's a baddie, right? And you laugh along with them because, you know what, he's a pantomime villain. Same with Strictly.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
Okay,
she's
so you, okay, you didn't
cruel.
Like her. Okay, okay.
No,
well, she's,
no,
not,
like,
she's not on the show at the moment to have a right to replace, and that's got too much into your own personal views on her. But you didn't like what she's talking about. But what she's saying is, in her country, in Finland, you know, it's not a big deal. Like, and by the way, Niamh, I remember when I was a kid, we were weighed in school. I'm sure we were weighed in school. I don't think it was a big deal. I think we were given... Do you remember I can't remember the vaccine that was given, like, in a sugar lump. Do you remember that one?
No, I remember that. Yeah, I don't remember being weighed. I remember getting scoliosis test. Maybe that's what you're remembering.
I remember we all had to strip down to the waist. I was in your jocks. Yeah,
yeah, but that would be why, because they were checking your back. Remember that.
Okay.
I'm sure they
weighed us as well.
They might have. They might. I don't actually remember that. But
do they still do any of that stuff? Schools still have a nurse?
No. But do you know what? I don't think it's a good idea. I think what is a good... Look, I'm not in denial of the fact that some children have an issue.
It's not just some children. It's a lot more children than it was 40 years ago.
It is. But you know what? It's not the children.
No, it's the parents.
It's the parents.
Absolutely.
Children are not buying their food. So what I would think is a great idea, I would be worried that if you start weighing kids in school, they will get to the point where they're a little bit older. They'll understand this is happening to them.
But you're weighing every kid. It's not like you're picking on the kids that might be a little bit heftier. You're weighing every child.
But there's always a kid that knows they're a little bit heavier. You know, there is. I mean, you have to be honest about it. They know. They're not stupid children. So what I would do instead of that, because I don't want kids to start thinking, well, I don't want to eat in school because we're getting weighed tomorrow and people be looking at me going, oh, there's her stuff in her face again. We're getting weighed. I wouldn't want that because that's going to bring in a whole load of problems we don't need.
Stigma to it. Yeah, okay.
Do instead is bring the likes of home economics back further. Bring it into primary school. Mm. You know, we already have Food Dudes, which is a brilliant program.
Yeah, going a while. My kids were doing that when they were young.
It's been going a long time. And, you know, I know my own guy who was a very picky eater. He was terrible. And because Food Dudes, and he saw all his friends trying the food, he tried it. And there's so many things he likes now that if I put it in front of him, he would have turned his nose up at. But when his best buddy was eating it and saying, oh, actually, that's really nice, he tried it. And
I'm just sorry they didn't do it when I was in school because I still to this day will not try anything. I will not eat broccoli. I won't eat any of that kind of stuff or anything that you would see in a buffet. You know, a cold meat buffet. I won't do that. I call it rabbit food, like, you know, corn and the cob and all that kind of stuff. I don't eat any of that. I've never tried it and I would never eat it.
We see, perhaps if that had been there, instead of weighing us when we were kids, if they did, I don't remember, maybe that you could be right and I could be wrong. I just don't remember being weighed. But...
People, somebody texts and says, it sounds really suspicious that you remember being in your underpants in school.
From the 70s that we don't want to talk about.
No, I don't think there was anything else in it.
I think it was your scoliosis test. That's what I would say, that was your scoliosis test, because they need to check the curve of your back.
Yeah.
So you can't have clothes on. But I just think if we brought in, you know, sometimes kids can be great educators of parents. Without realising they are. And if a kid comes home and says, do you know what we cooked in school today? Or do you know what we learnt about in school today? They don't have to cook. They could just learn. They could learn that, you know, you can put food into other food to make it nice without realizing you're even putting food in there. You know, like hidden vegetables, this, that, and the other.
Do you hide vegetables? Do you hide vegetables?
Not anymore. I used to, but yeah,
My mother used to hide the vegetables. She used to hide the cabbage under the potatoes.
Yeah, you never felt it. You could see the green stuff sticking out. No, I just, look, at this stage now, I'm at the point now where if you'll eat a vegetable, I'm just happy to eat it, so I just give it to them. But it's more that if the kids learnt about how to cook food, as opposed to mommy and daddy presenting it to them, and how kids not being involved.
But how do we educate parents? Look, the reason you don't, as I mentioned already, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out how we've gone from 1.2% obesity from 1975 to 13% or 11.3% in boys and 10.1% in girls in 2016. You don't have to be a genius to work that out. It's to do with the food that we're feeding children, right? So how do we educate parents, you know, to stop buying the Fantas, the Cokes, the crisps, the Pringles, whatever it is they're buying their kids on a regular basis, or Choc Tips. I love Choc Tips. To stop buying all that.
I don't think they need to be. I mean, look, there's not a parent out there that doesn't know that a carrot has less calories than a Pringle. Mm. We all know. But sometimes it's difficult if you're working, you're running a bit late, your child is screaming at you at the back of the car, I'm starving.
You stop off at a Spar shop and get a chicken roll, yeah.
Well, that's it, because you can't throw a four-course meal with vegetables into the back seat with them. But they're hungry. So sometimes you might, you know, feed them something that is just a quick fix. And there is nothing wrong with that. Because it
six nuggets at McDonald's, but I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's not 7 days a week. We all know the thing, everything is okay in moderation. So instead of making us feel guilty about what we're feeding our kids, just help people to understand. And it can come from school. I mean, if a kid comes home and tells the parent, I would like to try this, will you make this? And then suddenly, perhaps, the whole family is trying to go, oh, actually, that was nice. And the parent might be shocked to see how quick and easy it was to make. It, you know, fast food doesn't always mean good food. And sometimes it can be just as fast. I made scrambled eggs the other day with, I can't even remember what I put with them. And it was done in 5 minutes. Now, it would have
and it was cheap. And cheap, too.
And it was very cheap.
Yeah. Well, sorry, because I need to go to a couple of callers as well. But Niamh, so you're completely against the idea of weighing children?
I don't like the idea of weighing them in school. Only if there's a problem, take them to your public health nurse.
Okay. Well, let me just go to Megan as well. Megan, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Megan, you don't like the idea either.
Oh my God, I think it's disgusting.
Okay.
I don't understand why in a school there's a need to weigh children. They're there to teach your children.
They do it in other countries in the world. Well, school is not just about education, by the way. You know,
well, not like it's about. Well, it is about education.
Well, it's about social interaction. It's about all sorts of things. It's about socially raising your child socially as well.
Yeah, I agree with that, but nothing to do with weight. I think if you're in a doctor's 100%, they should comment on weight and maybe talk to you about how you can change your meal plans or whatever, and nutrition. But I don't think it should be done in schools. I think it's just shaming kids.
But is it a school's place to get involved if they notice that Mary or Johnny is very much overweight? Is it a school's place to call parent aside and say, listen, maybe, you know, here's some, you know, leaflets on healthy eating? And is that a school's place to do that?
I don't think so at all. I think it should be there.
Both of you will argue that, and I agree with you to some degree, but I've always felt if it wasn't for the schools and the school teachers, there are children out there who are suffering from neglect, and if it wasn't for schools, it never gets picked up. So they play a very important role on noticing that children are being neglected or not being treated or being abused. They play a very important role in all that.
I completely agree, and I think it's amazing that they do that and neglect and everything like that, but I still don't think it's like a medical, I just think it's shaming. Like, you imagine a 10-year-old, as you say, that is a bit overweight and has been bullied for 2 years, and then all of a sudden it's your yearly weigh-in in school. How horrible that child feeling this bit overweight and all of her peers being like, oh, blah, blah, such and such is getting weighed, and I just think that it's not a place to do it. Mm-hmm. It should be private thing. It should be a private doctor's appointment, or as that woman said, a public health nurse. If it is going to be a problem in the country, there should be yearly checks. Instead of developmental finishing at 3 or 4, there should be a yearly check.
Yeah, but she says, I mean, Dr. Aver said, I've been saying it for years because in my home country in Finland, she keeps saying in my home country in Finland, because you forget that she's not in Finland anymore, she's in Ireland. But anyway, in my home country in Finland, I was weighed during my school years. It was totally normal. Nobody thinks it's fat shaming or anything like that.
And what was the point in the weighing?
But she said she's noticed here in Ireland that children are very young, for a very young age, are having fatty livers and high cholesterol or high blood pressure. And, you know, it helps to deal with all those sort of things because it picks it up early if a child is, you know, very much overweight or obese.
Again, I don't think it's dental skills. I think it's causing problems. I also disagree with me that no chocolate allowed in schools. I think, like, I understand as parents that aren't feeding their kids the healthiest. I think it's not, like, complete shame in parents that saying they're neglecting their children because they're a bit overweight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't stick a cigarette in a child's mouth, so why would you be sticking too much, you know, fast food in the child's mouth?
Well, it's not neglect to give your child chicken nuggets. Do you know what I mean?
No, and I would never suggest that it is. You know, sometimes it's convenient if mom and dad are working and have busy lives, and I get all that. But it is neglectful to constantly feed your children, you know, fast food or to not make healthy dinners or, you know, that is neglectful.
I think that's the problem, not only with children, with all body shaming. I think somebody looks at an overweight child and immediately says, right, they've had too much fast food. When I don't think that could be the problem. They could be predisposed to being overweight. They could have, their family
that,
could be overweight.
I would agree with you to some degree, but I think that's a bit of a get-out clause. I think the majority of time that a child is grossly overweight, it's due to eating the wrong food and not getting exercise.
Well, you see, I would be the opposite. I know kids that would be absolutely normal and would probably get chicken nuggets or fast food.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Time to eat, you know what I mean?
But stay there for a second because I want to go to Graeme too. Graeme, hang on, Graeme. Let me just switch on your line here. Somebody switched it off me. Hang on. Maybe just somebody knew you were coming on and didn't munch on the air. Hang on. Sorry. Graeme, I hate to be lumbering you with more jobs, but do you think it's the duty? Well, look, we all know it's the duty, we've seen, you know, school teachers over the year will pick up situations where a child is being neglected, not being looked after properly, and, you know, have a quiet word or report it on a serious note.
Depending on how severe.
I could be reported to social services. But in saying that, is it the school's job, you know, to get involved in weighing children?
Hell no. I'm not weighing any of my students. If it became part of it, to be very clear, this is a thing that gets floated every so often. This is not happening. It's not. There's no way it's going to happen. But even if it did, I'd refuse to do it.
But not you personally. It would be the job of a local district health nurse that would come to the school and do those things, I imagine. Wouldn't be the school teacher.
Well, I would imagine they're probably as busy as other people. But either way, it's not.
Like, I don't think Graeme is going to be saying at the start of the day, all right, kids, today is weigh-in day. Everybody hop up on the scales there. You know?
I've seen people suggested that it would be part of PE classes. Absolutely seen people suggest that. So that would be teachers doing it.
Right.
And there's no way they do it. And it's wrong. And it's harmful. And the doctor, apart from just being a...
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll be careful what I say.
Yeah, we're live on radio. Yeah, you said something the last time that you might have regretted too, so let's not go down that route again. Go on.
No, but I think she's quite an unpleasant person. But then again, she might be deliberately playing that character because that's what gets her work or not.
Gets her the attention.
Her work, whichever. Yeah. But she's saying, oh, when I was a child in Finland, we weighed good. Yeah, when was that? Do they still do it?
Yeah, she's not that young, is she?
Back then, that people in schools were doing that they shouldn't have been bloody doing, and in lots of other parts of society that we don't do now because we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest, it's a nothing story that she's bringing up to get attention for herself.
Well,
I suppose,
okay.
Leading into it,
when you say it's a nothing story, it's not a nothing story that we have a problem in society where children.
I know
what you mean. You know, in terms of what she's saying, I think she's just looking for attention as usual. But in saying that, you know, it isn't a nothing story that the next generation of children may not live as long as we did because, unfortunately, they will have more heart disease and they will die of more weight related illnesses. So that's a fact.
Oh, that there is a health issue. No one can argue that. I don't think. Mm-hmm. But a responsibility for that is on parents. And then obviously, look, some parents need more support and assistance for those kind of things, yeah, fair enough. But the responsibility, like, for my child to be healthy and safe, healthy and safe beyond things that obviously I can't control, I have two children, it is myself and my wife's responsibility.
But why is it, I mean, sorry, and I'm going back to what Megan was saying a second ago, why is it that you will take it upon yourself, and many teachers do, and thankfully they do, you know, to turn around and say if you believe a child might have a medical issue, or maybe being neglected, that you might raise it with a parent, or you might raise it with TUSLA, or you might raise it with social services. But yet when it comes to weight, we all kind of dilly-dally around it. We tiptoe around it, that we won't say anything in case we upset people.
Well, weight doesn't necessarily translate to neglect, as your previous speaker was just talking. So as a teacher, would I have a responsibility? I'm just teachers in general. When we have our students, we are in loco parentis. We are there in place of their parents until they go home. We are not the primary educators, that's the parent, but for the time they're in school, we are responsible for their health and safety and their mental well-being in as much as we can. So when we notice those things, yes, we'll act on them. So if I have I had a situation where a student has come to me and in conversation and would say things about their weight and they're self-conscious about it, and I have then subsequently rung their parents, yeah, I've done that. But I'm not ringing their parents, giving out to them.
Yeah, just sorry, there's a text in there, Megan. Somebody's just texting and says, that lady that's on the air is suggesting that it's not the parents' fault all the time, that it may be metabolism. But Niall, let's be honest, when you go into Tesco's or Dunn's and you see kids that are overweight, generally their parents are overweight and their trolley is full of all the wrong food. Megan, is that a worthwhile point?
No, I would disagree. I think that's the problem with the country and the shame. And don't get me wrong, I know people are overweight from being... eating crap food, but I also believe there's a lot of other issues, and I don't think it's anybody else's. Like, what is it the person standing next to you in Tesco to see what you're buying?
I don't know who's looking into each other's trolleys in Tesco's, mind you.
Yeah, I know. Like, get a life. Why are you looking at my trolley? Do you know what I mean? My kids are quite healthy, and we wouldn't get a lot of takeaways. So I'm not even fighting the point that I give my kids takeaways or that they're overweight. I'm just giving that it's nobody else's business in my head. Unless they are at the point of having a medical issue, then completely it is a doctor's prerogative to get in there and say, maybe you need to look at the nutrition. But it's nobody else's.
Okay, all right. Look, I got to go into break, Graham. Thanks very much indeed. I know you're busy teaching. Certainly probably on a break at the moment or something. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. I do have, I tell you what, I'm going to play those. I'll play one just before the break here for you, all right? I have lots of WhatsApp messages of people sending in messages in relation to adoption and also in relation to junk food for children as well.
Niall, all that food stuff kids are getting, that's all down to other kids in school getting it. It's got to stop, you know, a group has to stop it first. Then they'll all eventually stop it. But it's down to peer pressure, like, you know, Johnny gets his chicken roll in the morning and he gets a bottle of Coke and I don't get it and this and that. Like, you know, kids going to school now with lunch is unheard of and it's disgraceful it is, Niall. Cheers, pal.
Yeah, I get absolutely where you're going. It is disgraceful and it, you know, sometimes that happens.
Hey, Niall, sorry I can't come on. Yeah, I'll confirm 100% there was a test that the waiters measured us. Measured your head, measured the length of your arms, your legs. They even used to pull down your pants and flick your Mickey. I don't know what you're doing that for. But definitely happened. 100%. Love the show.
Your pants and flick your Mickey. I you're right. I think they did. I'm not going to get into the biology of why they flicked your Mickey. But it was to do with the fact that if they pulled down your pants because they wanted to test you for, what did they call that thing again? I can't remember. They put their hand under your testicles, didn't they? Get to cough. That was what they used to do in the army as well. And if you did get a little bit excited, if you know what I mean, they'd flick it to stop it from getting excited. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Noel, all this, I disagree, Brigade. I disagree. I think it's blah, 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 blah. Look, the skills, if it wasn't for the skills, half of the kids in this country wouldn't be getting reared properly, right? They, weighing them, it's going to be done in private. It's going to put people, as someone there already said, kids can educate parents sometimes. They see the way to get a letter home. Stop neglecting your kid. Feed them properly. End of. Why would anyone object to that? Why? Just for the sake of objecting, that's all.
Ah, yeah. Some of the texts coming in, by the way. Somebody says, oh, great, here comes the snowflake lefty teacher Graham again. Oh, somebody said they should send her back to Finland. You know, I'm sure there's underfed kids out there too. Don't forget the PlayStations now as well. They need exercise, children. Yes, they do. Pauline, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pauline?
Hi, Niall. How are you? Lovely to talk to you.
Now, you run a programme, by the way, which is funded by the HSE. So,
yes.
But wait, let me ask you first. Would you agree with weighing children in school?
Do you know what? If it was done from an early age, yes.
Okay. All right, okay.
If it was part of the curriculum and there wasn't a big deal made of it, yes, I think it would be.
You think it would be normalised? As Dr. Aver says, you think it might normalise over time?
absolutely.
And it wouldn't be
yeah.
a big deal. Okay, but okay, get back to your program, your kind of healthy eating program. It's called A Healthy Food Made Easy. And what does that involve?
Okay, so it's a 6-week program. It is around since 1992. It was developed to target low-income families.
Okay.
But that's not the way it is anymore. We work with all families
okay.
that are interested in doing the program. Each week, it's a 6-week program. We cover different nutritional topics each week. For example, building a food pyramid, talking about fiber, focusing on fats, good fats, bad fats also, looking at food for life, teaching people how to read labels and to shop smart. And then
has the food pyramid changed, Pauline, over the years?
It has changed, yeah. What used to be the bottom shelf, which was your, pastas, rice and cereals, that's now become the second shelf. So our fruits and vegetables would be our first one where, we're encouraged to eat.
And what about the meats? Because so many people nowadays want to be vegans and, vegetarians.
Absolutely.
So,
well, that it's recommended that we would have 2 portions of protein a day.
Okay, and protein can come in many different shapes now between meats, and the vegans have their own proteins as well that they can eat and stuff like that as well too.
Absolutely.
So if a parent is concerned about their child, right, and thinks, I'm feeding my child all the wrong food here because I'm so busy in life and they won't eat. And so how do they get in contact with you, or how do they get onto the program, or how can they do that?
Okay, so if anyone is interested, they would contact them. There's partnerships obviously all over Dublin. The one I operate out of is the Northwest Partnership, which is Rosehill House in Finglas.
Okay.
And the coordinator there is Audrey Highland.
Okay, and is there a website specifically they can go to find out to get the best direction to go to?
Yes, they can. The website of Northwest Partnership.
Okay, Northwest Partnership.
Yeah.
All right, okay. And there they will be able to kind of sign up for information or get some information or contact somebody in relation to information.
Absolutely, yes. And we work with all families.
All right. Finally, just somebody text in, what can I do if my child won't eat vegetables? That's always a problem, isn't it, Pauline? Children don't like to eat food that's good for them.
No, they don't. But do you know something? What we're discovering through doing this program, when you include children and you get them actively involved, they are much more likely to try what they have been involved in and cooking. I've worked with families where it was an absolute no-no, but an awful lot does come down from the parents. And it's really, families tell me, I didn't know how to do this. I was never shown how to do this. I thought cooking was, something that had to take hours.
A chore, yeah.
A chore. Whereas with this program, the meals are, all healthy. Also on our 5th week of the program, a HSE dietitian comes into us.
Okay.
And answers any kind of general questions that participants might have.
And is the program itself, is it free?
It is, yes.
Okay.
It's free of charge.
Okay, but that couldn't be better again.
You couldn't ask for better.
Yeah, you couldn't.
A wonderful program.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Pauline. I appreciate you coming on the air, okay?
You're very welcome, Niall.
And the programme, by the way, it's a Healthy Food Made Easy programme. It's funded by the HSE. And if you want to get more there, you can go on, as Pauline mentioned there, she gave you the information as well, so you can go to get that information. Look, I tell you what I'll do. I'll get Aisling to pop up a link on our Twitter account there if you want, okay?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.